This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3515 for Friday the 21st of January 2022. Today's show is entitled, ADB and SCRCPY. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, some useful tools for working with Android devices.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about Android debugging, specifically the Android Debug Bridge, which is commonly known as ADB. Link for where you can get that in the show notes. So this is basically a tool that allows you to control your Android phone via the command line. So to install it, there are multiple guides online, but I found that DNF install android-tools and adb-enhance was the easiest for me. Your mileage may vary on your package manager. Search for ADB Alpha Delta Bravo. And there's a link in the show notes to XDA developers advice on how to install it. And in order to use the functionality of this, you're going to need to enable developer mode on your phone. It's not as complicated as doing something like trying to root your phone. It should be available on most phones. So if you go to settings, so usually if you pull down from the top twice, you should see a cog icon. And in there, if you search for the string build space number, you should find it. It's usually in about phone section. And then you want to look for build number. And once you find build number, tap it seven times. So tap, 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 tap. And once you've done that seven times, you will become a developer. So press the back key and then you will see a hidden menu called developer options has become available. If you can't see it, you should search for it. It's usually in the system section. And in there, you're going to need to turn on two things. So one is Android debugging and the other one is ADB over network. So, and while we're in the settings area, if you don't know what the IP address of your phone is, it's a good idea to search for IP space address. It's probably in the about phone section and you should see your IPv4 address. So make note of that for later. So once you have the tools installed and you've got the developer options enabled, you have essentially everything that you need to communicate from your computer to your phone. So if you type ADB space help, you'll get more information. There's no man page for some reason on the options that I have, but anywho, it is divided down into several sections. The global section tells you how to connect to your phone. The general section shows your devices and how to get help. The networking section allows you to connect over the network and also to do stuff like port forwarding and reverse port forwarding. The file transfer section shows you how to reliably get phone files over and back from your phone. It's the only method of transfer that I've actually found is reliable on Android. And then you have internal debugging section, which tells you how to start and stop the Android debugging server. So we're going to connect in two ways in this section. One is via USB. So if you plug in your phone, first thing you'll hear is a dunk telling you that you've connected up a phone, but it will also the first time put up a pop-up notification to give permissions. So if you approve that, you should be good to go. And then your phone will just sit there. But if you open up a terminal and type ADB space shell, you should see that you're now in your phone. And you can do all sorts of cool stuff like CD, LS, find. So for example, if you go find storage self primary, that's where probably all your files are located. And in there you can delete files, you can create files, you can copy text from your console into a file over there. So unfortunately, if you unplug your phone, you will no longer have a connection to it. So you can also enable network access via TCP. So leave your phone connected into USB for a minute, and then we need to tell it to use the TCP command. And you can do that by typing out of the shell, typing ADB space TCP IP space 5555. So that will enable, that will tell the phone to go ahead and listen over a TCP connection for incoming USB debugging, which is what we turned on earlier. Over the network, ADB debugging over the network. So you can then connect your phone using an IP address and port 5555. So disconnect your USB at this point, and then go ADB space connect space and your IP address and port number. So my example, 192.168.1.100:5555, and you should get something like connected to the IP address port number. So that's it. And again, commands like ADB space shell will allow you to access the phone even if it's not physically connected via USB. So everything is good to go there. But say you have two phones, or a tablet and a phone, two Android devices, and you want to control both of them. You can do that using multiple devices. So the only issue is you need to be able to identify which phone is which. And to do that, you can go ADB space devices space dash L for listing. And actually, if you do that and you've got your phone connected, you'll see an IP address if it's over the network, and you'll just see a serial number if it's the phone itself. But in either case, you'll see product is the name of your phone and device is the name of your phone. So that's useful information, but the important thing to remember or take away from this is the transport underscore ID. And that's the one that we can use later with the ADB command itself, and the dash T option, which is allocate a PTY if a TTY, if on a TTY. No idea what that means. But what it means is it tells it which of the connections that you want to use. Dash T will tell, so it tells it whether you want to go to transport ID 9, in my case is one phone, or 14, in my case is another phone. Or equally, it could be one, which might be USB. So for example, ADB space dash T space 14 space shell will connect to the second phone in my example. So that's it. That's how you can remote control to your phone. So you can leave the phones in a different location and you can be somewhere else and just monitor incoming SMSs and stuff like that on your phone while it's somewhere else. It's handy for us. We have a shared phone so for the house. So it's nice to be able to see what's going on in the phone from down here. One other thing that you might want to be able to do is use remote screen sharing. And for that, there's an absolutely excellent tool called SCRCPY, screen copy. And from Wikipedia, that is, it's a free and open source screen monitoring application to allow control of Android devices. And the source code is available on GitHub. So you can install it using apt install SCRCPY. But in Fedora, you need to enable a corp repo, Xeno, and the link is in the show notes, and then you can do a DNF install. And with only one phone connected, you can just use it as is, and then your phone will appear in front of you, like a VNC session or remote desktop session. But if you want to connect over TCP IP, if you want to identify a phone targeted, you can do SCRCPY space dash dash TCP IP equals IP address colon port. And then once you do that, you can make a connection to both your phones, like I have in the example. There's loads that you could say about SCRCPY screen copy, I guess. And it does really deserve a show itself. You can do all sorts of screen recording and stuff like that. So it's kind of handy. One thing to remember is that if you right-click, that's the power button, and your finger is essentially the mouse. If you go to the website, the GitHub page, then you'll find more information about that there. Control and drag is screen pinching and all that sort of good stuff that I don't tend to do anyway. But as a way of having that, the phones on your desk, it's a really, really cool thing. Okay, folks, that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you got something of interest from this show. And tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio!
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.